This is a really sad cover of the Innocence Project this morning. At least the Marcellus Williams case, where time left till execution, 0000. The Innocence Project uses DNA evidence to prove objectively that murderers on death row were innocent. The Innocence Project is one of the best organizations to do this because of the objectivity that they use as evidence. They have a page here on our brother who passed away as a Muslim. Marcellus Williams was scheduled for September 24th. There is no reliable evidence proving that he committed the crime for which he was sentenced to death. The state destroyed or corrupted the evidence that could conclusively prove his innocence, as well as the available DNA and other forensic crime scene evidence. It doesn't match him, says the Innocence Project. This regards a 1988 murder of a woman. There is far too much uncertainty in this case to allow Mr. Williams to be executed, particularly when the victim's family believes life without parole is the appropriate sentence. Clearly, even the Innocence Project is alluding to the fact that isn't even right. Because if it's that speculative, no, it's not even speculative. Evidence has been destroyed, you have a mistrial. You have no case. In fact, the destroyers of the evidence should be taken to trial. Tampering. All right, let's take a look at the jury. Jury of 12 people, black man accused of killing a white woman. His jury was comprised of how many white people? What would you say? 6, 5, 7, 8? 11. 11 out of 12. The prosecutor, whose institutional practice of racial discriminatory justice, jury selection, racially discriminatory jury selection, has been widely documented. Successfully, he removed 6 of 7 qualified black jurors with preemptory challenges. A recent study of 400 death-eligible cases in St. Louis over 27 years revealed racial disparity in the use of the death penalty based upon the race of the victim. People who were convicted were 3.5 times more likely to receive the death penalty if the victim was white, as in this case, compared to if the victim was black. During his 23 years in jail, in prison, Mr. Williams devoted much of his time studying Islam and writing poetry. He serves as the imam for Muslim prisoners at Potosi Correctional Center and is known as the Khalifa, meaning the leader in Arabic. So his Muslim name is Khalifa. He has an exemplary prison record, widely respected within the prison community and beyond. And again, this is an old article. It's a week old. His final statement, all praise be to Allah in every situation. Look, why do these things happen from our standpoint? Allah wants a level for somebody that they cannot achieve with their own actions. That's simply how we understand these things. How can an innocent man be put to jail? First of all, Allah does not value this dunya the way we do. That's one thing. The only scorecard that Allah cares for is our akhirah. What is our day of judgment looking like? What is our heaven and hell looking like? For Allah Ta'ala, nothing matters except that. So in order to get you in a greater level than you would have ever attained by your deeds, this is what it takes, then this is what Allah Ta'ala does. And hence, the greats have suffered. Many greats have suffered. Prophet Yahya was beheaded. And he's a prophet. He was beheaded. SubhanAllah. He faced execution 3 times. He got a reprieve in 2015 and 2017. All his last-ditch efforts were futile. Parson, he's the guy. He's the governor who's just after him. I don't know what does he gain from this? What do they gain from executions?
For a lot of these things, it's functionally, it makes no difference whether he's alive in prison or whether he is
correct
dead, right?
Yeah.
He's the same minimized threat that he otherwise would be.
Yeah.
But you've got voters out there who are eager to see a black man killed.
Mm-hmm.
And add that he's a Muslim now. That's awesome, right? Like, for a lot of these people, that's what they get excited about. We get to kill 100%, a black Muslim.
100%.
And so Parsons, yep. right, he just won his next election. This was
that was
smart political strategy. And look, if you're callous about human life and you don't care about people, then yeah, this is an easy price to pay for you. You say, okay, yeah.
SubhanAllah.
Killed one more guy.
Yeah, yeah. SubhanAllah. Political. Is it in a... what's the governor's... when is that cycle?
I'll see right now.
Missouri. Terrible situation there, but Allah give him Jannah. That's all we can say. May Allah give him Jannah.
2024.
Okay. It's election season for the guy.
That's it.
That there's your example. It's election season for the guy, for Parson. Well, this stuff happens for a reason. And Allah Ta'ala wanted for him something else, something better than this dunya. And that if he was made innocent and released, he would not have attained this. But it's all over. Every news outlet has something on it. And every news outlet shows how shady, how corrupt the whole case has been. Wow, SubhanAllah.